Rand Paul, Bill Combining Israel, Taiwan, Ukraine, Border 8 Dead on Arrival. By Jeff Poor on November 30, 2023. Thursday, during an appearance on FBN's Mornings with Maria, Senator Rand Paul, RKY, downplayed the possibility of passing an all-encompassing national security package in the U.S. Senate. According to Paul, putting aid for Taiwan, Ukraine, and Israel, along with money to bolster the U.S.-Mexico border, was dead on arrival. Florida Senator Rick Scott says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer does not have the votes to pass President Biden's $106 billion national security package, host Maria Bartiromo said. Scott told Fox News Digital, "The only way we're going to get results is if we will not give Ukraine money unless it's completely tied on a month-to-month basis to a reduction in the number of people crossing the border. Senator, where does this stand? I know this is a priority now in terms of getting that money to Ukraine and to Israel and perhaps try to change policy at the border. I think the kitchen sink approach of putting all the aid Israel, Ukraine, the border, Taiwan all into one enormous $100 billion bill," Paul replied. "I think that's dead on arrival. I don't think the House will accept that." Speaker Johnson has been very clear. He's passed the Israel aid. And he also paid for it by taking some of the extra money the Democrats gave to the IRS. So he said, we'll pass it alone. And it's going to be paid for. And Speaker Johnson sticks by his guns. If he sticks by his position, he has the strength to actually cause that to happen, he continued. I've been concerned about some of the statements coming from his spokesman that he may be lessening his resolve here. I hope not, because conservatives like myself have been very supportive of the speaker so far. Conservatives on the House side have been very supportive of the Speaker. We want him to do well. But he's indicated something that excites us. That we would pay for things and that we would separate them out and have a debate on them. And if he waffles on that, or if he goes back and says, oh, no, we're just going to put Israel in with Ukraine, and it's not going to be paid for. That's a real problem. And I think there'll be a revolt if that happens. So I hope that's not what's going to happen. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.